In the beginning, there was just me. I was lonely. You have no idea. I was lonely in a way even the most shunned of you have never known loneliness. And I was cold, which is not the same as cold-blooded, no matter what they say about me. It was not a philosophical, mountaintop sort of loneliness, the self-inflicted loneliness of a sage in his dark cave. It was a murkier sort of solitude, silent with the wet sleep of the unformed world. The materials of life still lay dormant, not yet understanding their profound relationship to one another. There was no order. Nothing had a clear relationship to anything else. The land was not the land. The sea, not the sea. The air, not the air. The sky, not the sky. The mountains were not yet mountains, nor the clouds, clouds. But wait, here comes the sound of a river. Water rushing in to fill the gap. Here comes the river. Hush, shh. Finger pressed vertically against lips. Didn't I tell you? Of course I have lips. A woman's lips. A woman's mouth already muttering secrets under my breath. Look, I have a woman's eyes. Woman's rope of smooth black hair extending past my waist. A woman's torso. Your gaze slides over breasts and belly. The soft skin, warm and quivering. And below, forget modesty. Here comes the tail, a thick cord of muscle undulating, silver slippery in the early morning light. Lean closer and you see the scales, translucent, glinting pinks and greens and oily cobalt blues.